Markets at the edge, sell signals, wheat shocks, and a Texas stock exchange. Bank of America's bull and bear indicator reached 9.5 this week, its most extreme contrarian sell signal since 2021. The last time it hit that threshold, the market was near a peak that preceded a significant correction. Contrarian indicators carry no precise timing information, but at near 10 readings, they signal that the margin of safety in equity markets has eroded to historically thin levels. Compounding the concern, real 30-year Treasury yields, adjusted for inflation, reached their highest level since 2008, meaning bond markets are simultaneously pricing persistent inflation and sustained Federal Reserve tightening. The distributional reality behind market euphoria adds a political dimension. Reuters reported that approximately 58% of Americans own equities, but the top 10% of households hold roughly 87% of all stock market wealth. S&P futures at 7,620 and climbing represents meaningful wealth appreciation for a narrow slice of the electorate, limiting the political resonance of market-based economic messaging. The Texas Stock Exchange, backed by BlackRock and Citadel Securities, among others, and positioning itself as a less regulated alternative to the NYSE and NASDAQ, began live trading on Friday, moving from concept to operational competition in American capital markets. The USDA cut its U.S. wheat forecast to the smallest crop since 1970, adding a domestic production shortfall to a global market already stressed by the Ukraine conflict. Ukraine and Russia together typically account for around 28% of global wheat exports. Reduced Russian flows, plus a sharply lower American crop concentrate supply pressure in North Africa and the Middle East, the regions whose stability is already under strain from the Iran conflict's economic ripple effects. Hybrid vehicles surged 19.4% in the first half of 2026, while battery EV sales fell 25.1%, a divergence analysts attribute primarily to the removal of the federal EV tax credit, which added several thousand dollars to EV purchase prices overnight. AI tools drove a record 3 million plus new business applications in the first half of the year, up 17% from the same period in 2025, though analysts noted that business formation often peaks ahead of economic contractions as displaced workers attempt to create their own income.